Community Quickets coming up here in just a second, and then Star Center at 6:30. So Ty Walker just sent this out on Twitter.
Saw this, the Camden property.
Holy
crap. It's amazing,
crap. Isn't
it? Yeah, apparently a water line that had froze, burst, and thawed out enough to get the water going in a broken line, and it is water gushing, vomiting out of a, what is that, about a third-story apartment unit?
Yeah.
And that's gonna all that's going to freeze tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean,
yeah, I just
this is a mess.
For people to see it. I've never seen anything like that. I mean,
who
it
took
looks
that
like...
video? Did you do that, Ty? Or are you sure? No. Not down there. Never mind.
No, yeah, it's some outfit on Twitter called @DallasTexas. They always put up videos like that, and they somehow get a hold of this stuff.
Dang.
That's it looks like, and I'm not even joking, it looks like it's part of living there. Like there's just cascading
waterfalls. It's like a water feature
flowing down in betwixt the apartment units. No, this is. Can you imagine being in that apartment where all of it's gushing out of? Like, you can see it. It looks like a water park ride that's flying out of someone's apartment, and it's 30 degrees. Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the final stage of this is, but everyone seems to think it definitely involves a lot of pipes breaking, and that sounds bad.
Plumbers are going to be making a lot of money for long, long time off of this. And that's the thing, is that you're looking at a city of, or an area of, how many million? Six?
At least.
Yeah, thereabout.
And how many of those people are going to be affected by this? I mean, are you talking 20% of people that will have pipes that have burst in some way? I mean, that's over 1 million people.
Yeah, and it's probably bad form to say, I don't know what this does to a swimming pool, but I'm about to find that out, too, because I've never seen, it always has that freeze guard. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
When the power goes out, so does the freeze guard, and I assume that's going to do really bad things to that as well, but I'm not here to compare a malfunctioning swimming pool with anybody's necessities of life right now, so we'll be fine. They'll make another pool.
So Danny and I watched, because Bob doesn't have power, but Danny and I watched the new documentary that the New York Times put together, and I guess that there's a series of these. I was not aware of this at all.
Nor was I. I think these appear on FX, and then Hulu picks them up a day later.
This is New York Times Presents?
Yes.
Yes, I definitely have this bookmarked on my Hulu account, and it's usually good stuff, but it's wide ranging. It's another version of your 60 Minutes type pieces and things of that nature.
So there's probably two segments concerning this particular one, and so I'm going to focus on one side of it, and we'll focus on the other side maybe tomorrow. And this is the Britney Spears documentary that everybody's been talking about, and celebrities have been. A lot of them have seen it. A lot of celebrities that grew up in the same era as Britney did that have seen this. And the outpouring of support that is like being pushed toward her and her situation and her scene, it's pretty unbelievable. And the two sides of it are, one, her father and a group of lawyers, they control everything she does as a 38, 40-year-old woman. The other side of it is, how did she get to that point? And that's the most interesting side, I think. That's the celebrity side of it, and how this country, and Danny, I don't know if you agree, but we swallowed that girl whole.
No doubt. They said it best. To go in the UK, you have the royal family, and in the United States, you have celebrities. And
yeah.
It's the same admiration and obsession for each. And yes, that's exactly what happened. From what I understood, the paparazzi destroyed her, man. The interest, the following around. I think this was just a normal small town little Louisiana girl that had a lot of talent, and her parents saw that talent, and they wanted to get her in the hands of people that could help her, and it seems like they did. And the next thing you know, this girl is so huge, so fast, and so young that her life changes to the point where she cannot do a damn thing without being surrounded by cameras 24 hours a day.
I've never seen a human being so miserable. Like that look on her face where she gets in her car and then 30 guys surround her with cameras. That's every day, every waking moment, every time she would leave her place or wherever she was, you know, the grocery store or whatever. It is nonstop. And she lived like that for, well, I mean, she still does in a way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, she's still part of that whole thing. But the conservatorship, the reason this thing was even made, this movie was made, is because of the conservatorship that her dad has. Her dad was completely out of the picture for pretty much her whole, from, you know, the age when she became famous at 18 or 19 or whatever, until we spit her back out and said, man, what's wrong with this girl? What a lunatic. Look at her shaving her head and getting in fights with paparazzi, not really knowing just how miserable she was at the time and how, you know, it was a dog chasing its tail. There's no doubt it was going to, the circle would just repeat itself over and over and over again. Well, once she hit kind of rock bottom on that front, somehow her dad swooped in and set up this conservatorship where he and a group of lawyers, they determine every single thing that happens in her life. And it's been going on for 13 years. And she can't get out from underneath it.
Yeah, there's two separate entities that they are in control of. One being her person, which is her welfare, her medical care, all of that stuff. And then the second part of it is her estate, her finances, her money. And they run the show on all of it and have for years.
I just don't, I don't understand. Do you guys have a better understanding of why she can't get control of her own situation?
Let's put it this way. She tried to, of sound mind and body, from what we could ascertain, to get independent counsel to fight this, and they have so much control that the judge said that that essentially that lawyer she tried to hire, they threw it out. They said, no, she doesn't have, she cannot make her own choice to hire her own attorney, because that has to do with her person, which her father has control over.
And so this guy who looked at the part of being a super well-respected attorney and who said she was of sound mind to take ownership of her own life and to hire him, they throw that out and they appoint her. The conservatorship or the court then appoints her an attorney to make her case. And so it's like she can't even get out of the batter's box. Like, she's just stuck there permanently. And I think it all started because she wanted... she was afraid they were going to take her kids away from her permanently.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And she would do anything, you know, just to kind of see her kids. And it's still pretty...
That's exactly why it happened. Because essentially, in my opinion, what happened was this girl who, like we said, small town girl from Louisiana, life changes essentially overnight, paparazzi around her. She plays the game. I mean, she plays the kind reaction person to the paparazzi, gives them what they want, gives them the accessibility, always smiles. But inside, it's driving her absolutely nuts.
Yeah, I was going to say.
She can't live a normal life. So one day she finally kind of loses it. But it's not losing it in the way that she is deranged. She's been bottling it up all of these years to the point where she has no identity, can't do anything. And then the guy that had been following her around says, that's what we're looking for. That's why they berate these people to the point of them losing their crap, because then that's the money shot. That's the image that they can sell to tabloids, is the person completely going off the rails.
And we all bought it.
We all bought it. We all thought, oh, Britney's just insane. No, the poor girl was driven there. And I don't want to hear anybody say, well, that's the cost of fame. That's the cost of, you know, she's worth $50 million, and that goes along with the territory. It shouldn't.
Yeah.
No, it shouldn't.
I think you're right. I also would say, though, that almost every single famous person ever got there. And it's almost like a spider web, right? Because at first you can't believe how cool it is to be famous, and then it
swallows you.
Yeah, it swallows you, and it veers out of your control at such a rapid rate that now you're stuck, and now nobody wants to hear how difficult it is for you to be famous, because nobody can relate to what that must mean to you. And she, from what I've seen, was just absolutely center stage in every respect, and it was such an overload for somebody ill prepared. Like, nobody's prepared for it. How do you prepare? You don't take a class. It just looked like such a mismatch, you know?
Oh, it's what you want. You know, it's what all these kids want. And there's a trillion kids right now that want something. They would kill and die to have that. But I would love it if every one of these kids watched this and then did a big reevaluation of what their ultimate goal is concerning being famous and being a celebrity and what it's all about. Because this will make you, I mean, if you have, you know, little kids that are great singers and you don't know what to do with it and they're great dancers or whatever the case may be, this will make you want to take your kid out of all of those classes and, you know, fire her agent and just put her back into school and just say, you be normal. Be a kid. Just be a kid. Grow up. Have a boyfriend. Get your heart broken. Go to college. Get married. Just live a normal life, because the way that she lived, nobody should be put through that. Nobody should. And the thing is, you know, she's a dime a dozen when it comes to stories like this. Where, you know, it doesn't always end up like this, where she has no control over anything. But, I mean, the horror stories, they've been, you know, that's been Hollywood since Hollywood was a thing in the 20s and 30s.
Yes. Now, the other element to it that I'd like to ask you about, since I have not seen, I got to 25 minutes of it before my electricity went out again.
Oh, man.
I got to, I think, about the Justin Timberlake stuff. I would like to ask you guys, do you think part of that, because you just said the parents should take control, how much of it is capitalizing parents, though, that kind of see a meal ticket and perhaps a lifestyle change for them through their kid?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Seemed like that was a bigger player. Yeah, I think it was a bigger player for her father, Jamie, than it was her mom.
Yeah, her mom seemed like pretty legit.
And they said they had people that spoke to the Britney experience when she was going through all that stuff as a young kid, and the Mouseketeer stuff and having her first hits and doing all the mall tours and whatnot. They said that when they would talk to the dad, it was all about money, about how one day his daughter was going to buy him a boat and how much money that he could make off of his daughter. Whereas, you know, her mother and her friends and the people that were closest to her, they actually legitimately cared about her, the person, and didn't see her as a cash cow, which her father seemingly did.
And it is small town, like you've never heard of the town in Louisiana where she grew up. And, you know, and I, God bless her heart, you know, she was on like the Star Search Ed McMahon show when she was eight,
man,
something
maybe,
like that.
Maybe even younger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very singing young songs, and Ed's all over, you know, and oh, you're going to be a star and all that. And
now here,
you
know, she is, what is she, 40, 38, yeah, 39, something
and
like that?
She would trade.
Oh, my God.
All of it.
I mean, she's basically living a life in seclusion via her cryptic, weird, bizarre Instagram account.
Yeah.
It just seems like a woman, and I don't want to say deranged. This could be all incredibly calculated. A lot of people think that she's sending cryptic messages or coded messages on her Instagram account to let them know what's really going on. And Jeez. They spend a great deal of time trying to decipher these things and have podcasts and talk shows about it. But to the naked eye, to me, it looks like this woman has just had it, and she has no control over her life. So she's just, this is all I can do is post to Instagram all day.
It's so weird.
It's really so bizarre, weird. But it's sad, man. I feel really bad for her.
I do too.
And she did nothing. She didn't bring this on herself. You know, she didn't do this. She wasn't, there was no vindictiveness in her, I don't think.
Do you feel bad that you made a fart bit on a soundbite of hers?
Yeah, I feel bad for about 9 million things that I've done at this job over the last 22 years.
I think you can feel good about this, Danny. I saw the Barbara Walters interview clip, and it gave me great joy to know that you applied meaning to Strong Britney.
It's the one time I smiled in the entire episode is when they replayed the bar. Or it was Diane Sawyer.
Diane Sawyer.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
Strong Britney. And all I hear was...
Don't beat yourself up over that piece of gold.
I mean, yeah, we weren't necessarily trying to tear her down. It just would seem like, you know, if you're going to have that much space in an interview, something needs to be added. Maybe it's like a guitar solo.
Maybe a nice fart. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll maybe play some audio and get into the other side of it tomorrow. But it's worth a watch. It's on Hulu. It's the Britney Spears doc. from the New York Times.
Yeah, if you have power, maybe watch it. Up next, Community Quick Hits.
Hey, if you hate food, go grocery shopping right now.
This.